Greetings in Jesus' name on this 24th day of November, the year of our Lord 2021. It's currently 25 degrees here in Sanford, Maine, and it's just an absolutely stunning morning, 6:25 a.m., and we are thrilled about the day that God has given us. Been at it since around 4:30, wide open for Christ, busy about the Father's business of looking into the Word of God and continuing correspondence with some 80 missionaries that we support and continuing to be wide open for Him. I've said that twice because that's the way it is. Last night's service was blessed of the Lord. Oh my, we appreciate the goodness of the Lord. I shared with the church the vision that God has given us to continue to expand the ministry here and to continue to see us hopefully build a brand new building, 100 by over 200 feet long, over 20,000 square feet of space under one roof, and a new auditorium sanctuary dedicated solely to the Lord Jesus Christ, with a balcony and a gymnasium. Why? Oh, I'm telling you, wide open, I said. It's just thrilling to think of what God is doing and continuing to start other churches and to see the churches that we've started go on for the glory of God and praying toward the expansion of our aviation ministry and all of the things that are going on we're doing to reach New England with the gospel. We must be passionate and busy about the Father's business of reaching others before it is everlasting too late. In your Bible today, the scriptures declare in Ezekiel chapter 22 and verse number 30. I'm reading through Ezekiel during my morning Bible time, and I read this verse, and every year when I read this verse, my heart begins to pitter-patter and begins to flutter when I think about what the God of heaven is looking for. And the Bible says, "And I sought for a man among them that should make up the hedge and stand in the gap before me for the land." The Lord is in search for a man. He's in search for individuals that are willing to make up the hedge and stand in the gap. He's looking for those that are wall builders and gap fillers. He's looking for those that are willing to go the extra mile. He's looking for those that are willing to get up out of their seat of do nothing and their lounge chair of laziness and get busy for the master and to make up the hedge and stand in the gap. There's so many gaps that are around during our day. There's so many hedges that need to be made up. There's so many holes in our bulwarks, and we must do something about it. We need men, women, boys, and girls that will stand boldly for Christ, that will not compromise, but will stand firm and bold and say, "Count me in. I'm going to make up the hedge. I'm going to stand in the gap for the land." But the Bible says, "I sought for a man among them that should make up the hedge and stand in the gap before me for the land, that I should not destroy it, but I found none." And if you're wondering about that, just call an all soul winning day and say, we're going soul winning today as a church, and find out how many of the 100 to 200 to 400 to 500 people that you have coming to your church, how many attend. And you'll find that there is the vast majority of people today have been lured by the enemy to lounge around and not be busy about the Father's business in the idea of standing in the gap and making up the hedge. The Bible says, "But I found none." That's one of the saddest statements in all of this chapter, maybe even in the book. "But I found none." God is looking for someone that will stand in the gap and make up the hedge. I wonder today, dear friend, has He found you? Are you willing to stand in the gap and make up the hedge? My hands are going up in the air. Oh, my dear Lord, here I am. Send me. I want to make up the hedge. I want to stand in the gap for the Lord. I want to be that man that God uses for His honor and His glory. You've been listening to the Wings with the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to tbell@metrocast.net. God bless you. Have a wonderful Christ-filled day, and we'll talk to you once again on tomorrow, and it'll be Thanksgiving. God bless you. Good day.